Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. As always, I am joined here with my brothers, Angry Fan, Three Letterman Fellows. What's good?
What's poppin'? It's your boy, Three Letterman, a.k.a. DRE, Angry Fan Radio, Angry Fan Movement. What's poppin'?
Caps, what's good?
Yo, what's good, man? Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, nigga. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan Movement. What's poppin'?
Man, so I linked you guys that link right there. So that's part of Real Deals Rounds for Rosenberg. That's like that got out. Apparently he was wigging on him too.
So what you think about that, Cap? That's a bootleg?
Yeah.
I might watch it later. I'm not really like a big bootleg nigga and shit. I might watch that shit later, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch that shit. I ain't going to lie. Let me ask y'all a question.
I might watch it later. I'm not really thirst, man. I mean, I'm mad at that shit anyway, if that's the truth. Like, I don't understand how Rosenberg wrote that ass seriously. Y'all said he got 3-0s?
That's what I heard, son.
Come on. Like, what the fuck? What do y'all think, Rosenberg? What do y'all think about him? Man, if it's just me, like, I actually like Rosenberg Raw. I think he's all right.
Me too. I fucking Raw.
I'm not a big Raw fan, yo. Yo, you know what? I might be sleeping on Real Deal, man. I might be sleeping. So, and I like Real Deal. Maybe
I like Real Deal a lot.
Yeah. I didn't see him 3-0 Rosenberg Raw, though. I'm going to tell you that now. I didn't
me
see
neither.
That coming. If you said 2-1, okay. I didn't
right.
see 3-0.
You saw a 3-0? You saw a 3-0, Timbo?
I saw 3-0. I saw everybody saying 3-0.
No, I'm saying before the battle.
This be that bullshit. I'm gonna watch that shit.
No. I would have thought Rob would have got at least one round. I didn't think it was gonna be a 3-0.
Was it bad?
Niggas told me it was bad, Caps. Niggas told me it was bad.
Oh my God. Wow. Come on, Rosenberg. Well, what are you doing, man? You just beat Sway. Oh God. All right.
But did Sway beat himself though?
He kind of did. Yeah, come on.
I'm not running with that one. I can't run with that, man. I can see if he ain't say anything. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, but that was the worst I ever heard from Sway B. He even said it last
Ever.
Time on the show. He wasn't focused like
okay,
that.
Okay, but I mean.
No excuses, but.
I still
but
didn't
did
see
he beat himself more than Raw beat him?
What happened?
Did he beat himself more than Raw beat him?
No, you're not going to sit here and act like Raw didn't say anything. No. No, he didn't. Come on, man. Stop it, man. Y'all niggas on some bullshit right now.
yo, son. Let's keep it funky. I don't think a lot of people before the battle with Rosenberg and Swave thought Raw was going to actually beat Swave, and he convincingly beat Swave.
Did he convincingly beat him?
I think so, son. I think Raw convincingly beat Swave. But I agree with Timbo. I think he beat himself, though, man. He ain't take that battle serious. No excuses, though, Caps. He just didn't, instead of writing rhymes and focusing on his opponent, niggas probably smoking live, watching sports, or other shit. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of disappointed. I mean, what the hell was the other results of the battles? I haven't really been hearing too much.
I heard Rome beat Danger.
What?
Yes, son.
Yeah. I heard he convincingly beat Danger Zone.
Oh, Danger Zone. Come on, man. Are you serious?
Yep. And Danger Zone is coming up a good battle with JC.
Wow. Do y'all like Rome? What's up think about Rome?
I'm a Rome fan. He did Awkward Dirty.
Yeah. Okay.
I fucks with Rome.
Yeah.
I actually think Rome was going to beat DNA until DNA had that strap. I like to go back years ago and shit like that. That's
right.
Me. Whatever. Entire catalog and shit.
Right.
Rome hasn't really moved me as much, to be honest with you. I got to be real with you. Like, I don't really like him that much.
But the battle with Ronan Real Deal on King of the Dot, that actually was a good battle, fellas.
Yeah, that was a cool battle.
I had Real Deal winning, but Ron was spitting, though.
I mean, Ron can spit. He's not a bum. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not like no, I don't run to his battles though, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I'm
agree with that.
I'll watch it if it's a good. I'll watch it, but I'm not like, oh shit, wrong battle came out. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
let me
go
that shit. You know what I'm saying? Let me go run home and like, nah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, damn, man, Danger Zone, what's up with you, man?
I'm disappointed in Rosenberg Raw. I'll be keeping it all the way live. You can't
wait. You know what? Wait a minute. It's, all right, hold on. Because Real Deal is nice, my nigga. Let me stop bucking like he's not.
He's real nice.
He's nice, yeah. Can't believe you
got B-Magic beating him. You know what? I got to watch that again. I still think B-Magic Edge, Real Deal. I got to watch that again, bro. I got to watch it again. I always be leaning towards B-Magic in that battle. I know all you niggas got Real Deal winning. Don't get it fucked up. I'm the underdog. I know that. Who you get the first round to?
Real Deal.
Oh, see, I get the first round to B-Magic.
Yeah, I get that shit to Real Deal, B. I fuck with B-Magic, but I thought Real Deal actually had beat B-Magic. It's 2-1. I don't know. You know, I'm 3-0 type shit. It's 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
mm-hmm.
Real Deal was, you know, did his thing, man. And if niggas think Ill Will is going to just squash, smash Real Deal, I don't see that happening. Even if I pick Ill Will to win.
Let me brush up. I like Real Deal. I guess he's so technical. I like him, though. He's cool. I like him. I didn't think he's going to fucking wig out on this nigga Rosen, but you know
right?
what? Maybe I should have kind of expected.
Nah, Cass, I can't see that, though, bro. Smashing
Rosenberg Raw, man. Who else battled, man? This is some bullshit.
crazy.
Who else battled there?
Who we had the Roan and Danger. We had who else is on that card? Well, let me get it. They had
Newborn battled somebody.
Ladaze.
No, I heard Ladaze. I heard Ladaze fucked Newborn up.
I heard Ladaze.
Yeah?
They said Ladaze won 3-0.
Damn.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I was kind of surprised at that. I won't even lie to you.
I thought Newborn was actually going to win that battle,
question.
Son.
Yo, did anybody mention a choke anywhere, the Newborn choke? Or did he straight up down
wait a minute.
Lost three
Cap.
Rounds?
By asking that question, are you implying that Newborn chokes, brother?
No. I'm trying to, real shit. I'm trying, hear me out. Real shit. I'm trying to figure out, did he dead ass seriously get outbarred three rounds? Because I don't see that happening.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? So if he choked
right.
around, yeah. that makes a little bit more sense than him. You see Ladaze outbarring Newborn three rounds?
Yes.
And Newborn's revamping
it can happen.
Shit. You said yes.
It can happen. It can.
Hell no, I don't see that happening, my nigga.
I don't
Newborn
know, son.
Be doing too much in them fucking rounds to be fucking getting 3-0'd. That's a lot right there, my nigga.
Yo.
Now, they did good versus Remedy.
He did good
versus Briz, too, but ball-wise, I think Newborn got him.
I didn't like Ladaze against Briz Rusty at all, though.
He didn't have no energy behind his shit, but the bars he had was all right.
Let me ask you guys a question. I heard that DNA's next opponent at Known 4 is Ill Will. Your thoughts, fellas?
I think Ill Will is going to beat him 2-1.
I just 2-1? You said 2-1?
I think it could.
I don't know.
I don't see DNA winning, man.
I just don't know what DNA can say to Ill Will that's going to win.
Talk that shit, guys.
Nah. Well, hold up. DNA think I don't fuck with him. I fuck with DNA. I fuck with that nigga, but...
DNA is too cocky to me.
I don't know what she's going to say to Ill Will that's like really going to move me. I know Ill Will going to be saying that shit. And that's not even on no bullshit with... Like, he fucking on some bullshit with Ill Will that we riding for like that. You just know it's going to be... Come on, man. I don't know. If you ask me, I'll be honest with you. I think DNA really shines on King of the Dot and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. I don't know. When he goes against some URL battlers, it'd just be a whole different type of feel, man.
Okay. Since you said that, Caps, let's run it down. Who did you brothers have against DNA against Big T?
Big T.
Agree. Who you had, Cap? Who you had, Timbo?
Which one again?
DNA against Big T.
Big T.
What about OMP versus DNA?
That was an awkward battle for me for some reason.
I had OMP winning that shit.
You had OMP winning?
Yeah, son. I thought he wigged out on fucking DNA. DNA looked mad shook on stage.
Did he wig out? Or did
yeah,
he just
son,
like
that first and second round. Jesus.
Oh, wait a minute now. Is wigging out just screaming on somebody?
He barked on him, though. He literally
I mean,
barked
he,
on
he
him.
He was aggressive. That doesn't mean he won. I got DNA in that battle, I think.
You do?
You did.
I think I got to watch that battle again, bro. I thought I had DNA. I mean, why? All right. I mean, DNA had Surf next. Who the fuck did OMP have next?
He fell back and did music, though, but I thought he won that battle and shit, though. I thought
I got to watch that shit again. I had that shit in mad long. I think I had DNA winning that shit. I didn't like it,
yeah?
though.
Only thing I didn't like about that battle was OMP see-through shirt.
I didn't like that either. I didn't like that. I it seemed like he was just screaming on him, and DNA kept blinking his eyes and all this shit.
But yeah, we have DNA against Sue Surf?
DNA and Surf? I had DNA winning that one.
I had DNA winning 3-0.
Yeah. He fucked Surf up, I think.
Not
sorry, worse
Surf,
than
man.
L, though.
Huh?
Not worse than Young L, but I think he got Surf.
Yo,
who's y'all have winning between DNA and Young L?
What you say, Timbo? Hold on.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead. DNA versus Young L?
Who y'all had, Timbo?
Yeah, the answer, Timbo. Who you had?
Huh?
DNA against Young L, brother.
I think I had DNA winning that one 2-1. From what I remember, I gave the third to L, the third to Young L.
Word?
Yeah.
I'm opposite. I actually gave Young L 2-1. I thought DNA's third round was one of the realest verses I heard. And his verse about people looking at him funny, or his missing tooth, about his mom's, he was just talking some real life shit in that third round, I thought. How you had it, Caps?
I think I had Young L edging it. That's a debatable battle. I don't know why everybody makes that battle.
That was a really good battle.
And then, let me ask you a question. Did you niggas care about Young L saying what DNA round was? Did that hold any weight to y'all?
Good question, though. Man.
Or was it just like a bar?
Go ahead, Timbo.
I think it was just a bar, yo. Come on. It was a bar.
But why would niggas do that, though, son? Why you telling the next man a nigga bars and shit like that? That's some corny shit, though.
I know.
And what about the nigga that told you? He must be sitting there like, damn, dog, I put you on. That ain't mean you got to put it on Front Street. I know you ain't put the nigga name out there, but that was real whack, though.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, my nigga.
Extra whack, yo.
Yo, we got a one-rounder that actually just dropped from Cheddar House of QP Innuendo against Misery. It was a one-round unlimited that's out there. So shout-out to Cheddar House for dropping that.
Okay.
Just dropped today. But yeah, man, what's your guys' take on this whole Math Hop Organic shit? Let's get right into it.
Uh-oh. Let's go.
For Math Blog?
The Math Blog.
I think Math Organic had a response, in case niggas don't know. He checked out his response, and his response had some good pointers, too. Like, the way I see that shit, honestly, is that Math is definitely going to look at it from the battler's side, the way Organic is going to look at it from the league on the side.
Right.
Math going to want more money. Mm-hmm. Organic going to want more money. And that's just reality right there. You know what I'm saying? The way I see that shit, the reality is that they both need each other anyway. Even though we're looking, the fans want to see the battlers battle. If the league don't book these niggas, then they ain't going to see them any fucking way. So they need them regardless, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? You can't have, like Math said, you can't have a league on a throw a fucking battle in the top names. If they're, the money ain't going to be the fucking same. So
right.
They need each other regardless.
But I'm going to use it in sports analogy, since these battle rappers love saying he Jordan and this, that, and the third. There's no way a player should make more money than the owner. I just don't agree with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just not going to happen. You know what I mean? I want to ask you guys a question, though. He said, how can a man who makes 2 million views, Math Hop I'm talking about here, make 2 million views and you offer him the same money battle after battle? What's your take on that, fellas?
Yo, but
I think what Organic said was right. You know, the leagues take all the risk. a higher workload, you know. And
they take all the risks, and they don't even know what the battle is going to bring in all reality. They're hoping the battle brings their A game.
Exactly. And Matt Cass brought it out. You know, he blamed the PGs. You know,
why though?
Like the top tier hasn't been performing.
Exactly.
So what are these leagues going to do? Of course, they're going to hire these PGs and tell them to come out. You know.
You know, what I think somewhat too. The top tier dudes, they got to be losing out on some money, knowing the PG niggas will go battle out there too. They probably cut into their pockets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be serious. Because he used the analogy to the Mexicans and shit, and we all know that a lot of people really complaining because the Mexicans will work for cheaper.
Mm.
What's the difference right here? They'll battle for cheaper. That's one battle you can't get. You can't negotiate a good price on because you know that they're going to go get Adi Boom or Danny Myers.
I'm gonna read a quote that Organic said. I want to get you guys' take on this. He said, "Battle leagues bring in $40,000, and each battler wants $3,000 to $5,000. Let's not forget about the other expenses leagues have to pay, like production, rentals, staff, insurance, legal fees, graphic design, marketing, or any of the thousands of other expenses."
And if you think about it, that's probably the reason why some leagues, especially small leagues, they don't promote till damn near a month before.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? You know why? That's more money to promote. All that shit costs money.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, a perfect example is what happened at Armageddon. I mean, how much do you guys think Smack and URL lost out?
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. And those people got booked. They had flights. Over, they were. Everyone was in the building.
Mm.
But
I mean,
you know what?
Right now, venue.
But you know what? Though I still somewhat feel where Matthew's coming from. Also, though, to be honest with you, I mean, if you gotta think about what I hear, what he's saying. Like, if a battle is gonna bring, let's say Matthew's bringing in fucking 2 million views every battle, he's saying that they offering him like the same amount of bread is not going up, or like, you know what I'm saying? That is kind of crazy. Like if his
but he's not bringing in 2 million views.
Huh?
He's not bringing in 2 million views.
But that was hypothetically speaking, though. I'm saying, like, you do hold up now. Hold on. You do have battlers whose views are increasing every battle.
Hey, man,
that, right?
Awesome.
I agree with that. Yeah.
So if their battles, if the numbers increase, why shouldn't they get paid more money? That's what he's saying.
Right. Fellas. Matt said something also in his blog. He said small leagues offer the top tiers more money than the larger leagues.
I just don't understand that.
I don't get that either, bro. Like,
unless they got somebody real nice and they counting on this dude, you know what I'm saying, to make that league pop, then they might throw a whole bunch of money at the top tier. Because you got to think about it. A top tier name is still bigger, way bigger than the PG's name. You feel me? If you see fucking Hitman Holler going battle somebody, we all going to know about that shit. But if we see that fucking Snow going battle somebody, that's the same amount of people ain't going to see that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, they're kind of using the battle rappers' fan base also when they're booking. Mm-hmm.
No, what Matt said was, if they were just to throw, you know, Organic, would just throw just a regular event, you know what I'm saying, just like a party. Would that many people show up? And I agree with what Matt said. They wouldn't.
Yeah, I agree with Matt. No, it wouldn't.
Hmm.
It wouldn't be that many. But at the same time, Organic is taking all the risk. Isn't there
right.
insurance involved and hotels
exactly.
and flights? I mean, they're paying for all that shit, B.
Yeah.
Hmm. And I've been noticing lately a lot of battle rappers, the top 10 niggas, when they battling and shit, and I'm going to say excuse, when they said, we're not getting paid enough, so we're not going to try our hardest. I mean, to that, I'd probably say, well, then you're just doing it for a paycheck. Do we blame niggas doing it for a paycheck, knowing that they got bills, knowing they got kids, knowing they got people depending on them? I mean, how far do we crucify these niggas for not showing up, giving us 3 rounds, but yet they do need the money to take care of their financial situations at home?
Bro, I mean, it's fucked up. That's why this whole shit is fucked up, because I understand that people have, I mean, it is what it is. People have shit that goes on in their lives. They're regular human beings. Like,
mm-hmm.
You work a 9-to-5. You dig what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah.
I understand that, but some of me be like, come on, man. Like, how many times am I going to hear that and y'all are still accepting the battle, you know what I'm saying, for
right.
X amount of money. I mean, I don't know, my nigga. Like, they're paying them for one battle, my nigga. Like, come on now. I understand niggas be having life shit, but damn, man. And I don't know, man. I'll tell you, because at the end of the day, I want to see a good battle, me personally.
Are we being selfish? Are we being selfish as fans? Because we want to see, and I agree with you, Caps. I want to see good battles, but are we being selfish as fans because we want to see good battles? We're like, nigga, we don't give a fuck what you got going on. We demanding good battles. Are we being selfish as fans?
No, but we're not saying we don't give a fuck what you got going on. But, I mean, for the past year, we've had a nice little spell of bad battles. Are they all getting fucked up around the same time, or what's going on?
Hmm.
I mean, how many times can we go and run with that? How many free checks can they get off of battle rap?
Right, agree.
Where they can say, oh, I was going through something. You're like, oh, okay. Well, next battle, you get another 5,000-7,000, let's hope. You know what I mean? Things straight then. Like, what do you mean, my nigga?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got also something else. Hold on. You got, like, mad battle rappers out here also. So you got to understand, my nigga. Like, the niggas are top tier. They getting paid very well for their battles. Like, we just want a good battle, man. That's how I look at that shit.
That's it. That's it.
What do you think about niggas saying?
A lot goes into that. A lot goes into having, making that
mean?
Happen.
And then you got to think about the league owner is not trying to spend all that money for that excuse, my nigga. I mean, it's just reality. He's booking these dudes to battle to generate income. I mean, how many times is the league owner going to want to hear that?
Okay.
Your boss ain't going, I'm going to tell you right now, your boss is not going to want to keep handing. I don't give a fuck what job you work.
Exactly. You're right.
Whether you work at McDonald's, if you keep coming on some shit, your boss gonna fire you. He gonna replace
you. True that. Real nigga shit.
Yeah.
He's going to replace you. That's just that. So I mean, you can't think battle rap if this is gonna be a career, because some of them are making it a career, and that's cool. But you still got you know what I mean, things you got to do, man. In reality, it is what it is.
One thing I want to say real quick. I don't want to, when niggas be talking about, I got this many views, I got this views, I got 2 million views. My nigga, a lot of you battle rappers have to understand, just because you got 2 million views, that doesn't mean the overall battle was that fucking dope. To me, that's just people clicking on your shit because they fuck with your past battles, so they expect to have a dope-ass battle, because Hitman and Columns got 1 million views, and Iron Solomon and Murder Mook got mad views. But those battles were fucking snooze fests, my nigga.
But that's the fan. That's what I'm talking about with the fan base. That's where the fan base comes in. They got their own fan base, so they fans are going to click on it to watch their favorite battler. So the views are already going to come automatically. It's not because of what you actually did. Now, if you did good, you're going to have way more views.
Right.
But you're still going to have your views. I'm not expecting Hitman and Khan to have less than 1 million views because of the trash battle. Niggas are going to watch that shit anyway.
How many times you got to watch that battle?
Hitman and Khan?
Mm-hmm.
I think I watched that shit twice. I think it made some buzz.
I told you guys last time I seen it once. I was there. I was there.
Make no, I'm not going to watch no trash-ass battle mad times. I'm going to tell you that shit right now.
Come on. Come on.
What about you, Tim?
I was there live, and I saw it once on cam. And that's it.
Damn.
You was there live. I feel for you.
That was, man, you don't even know.
We got
somebody on the line that was actually at the Steel City event. So we're going to get him on to kind of see if we can get some sort of recap. 412-716, are you on?
Yo.
Peace, my brother.
All right, let me make this clear. I was fucked up at the battle.
Oh, come on, that might be a good thing.
I mean, basically, it's pretty predictable what happened. Like, the smack dude, like, I don't consider Real Deal a smack dude, honestly. That's my dude, but... I mean, it was like a thing with the styles, like... Rosenberg Raw came with his tough guy act about blah, 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 the same shit. And, I mean, Rodil had the home field advantage, but he, not even giving him that, he did beat him just by, he came at the angle where he made Rosenberg Raw look like a punk.
Bam!
And, like, you know, basically saying that blah, 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 his shit is all fake, like, you really don't do any of that shit.
Mm.
That's why I fuck with Rodil, because... You know, he doesn't try to portray a fucking something he's not, you know?
Right.
Like, he knows what it is.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't remember any crazy-ass bars except we got this restaurant out here in Pittsburgh called Primani Brothers. And so Rosenberg is fat, and, like, Rojo had this bar and was like, first thing Rosenberg asked when he came here is, what's up with Permane Brothers? And, I mean, the crowd went wild just because, like, it's a well-known restaurant here, you know. So that pretty much put the icing on the cake. But besides the fucking the home field advantage shit and people hyping up Real Deal, I would say Real Deal won still, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But Rosenberg Raw, he did have some hitters.
Mm-hmm.
He had this little Roethlisberger line where he connected, like, if you want the beef, Roethlisberger or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so how do you score it? 3-0, 2-1 or what?
Dude, it's so hard because, like, everybody was on Real Deal's dick, you know what I mean? Which I understand that. Like, you got a rep where, because, you know, he's from Pittsburgh, so.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But score-wise, I would say 3-2, Real Deal.
You mean 2-1, you mean it was 3 rounds, right?
It was 3. Oh, yeah, my bad.
So 2-1?
You still fucked up, huh? You still feeling it?
Yeah.
All right.
So what happened to you, Roan, and Danger Zone?
Roan won. This is how it was set up. There was barely any street dudes, like, there, really. You know what I mean? It was mostly just, like, some blue-collar backpacker. Like, that crowd
right.
was there, you know what I mean?
Oh, was that the majority of the crowd?
Yeah, it was the majority of the crowd,
yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
So it was like, I mean, people were gunning for the gun bars and shit, but whenever Ron, like, it couldn't, like, compare with Ron's style because he's a smartass and,
right.
you know, he came with his
yeah,
little witty
yeah.
shit and stuff like that. So Ron won that. I can't score it because I would say he swept them there.
Damn.
But like
Damn.
I said, like, it's like an illusion sometimes because, like, you know, you can't, especially at an event, you can't catch every word because, like, sometimes either the dude's projecting his shit too loud and, like, you just miss some words and shit. Because that was the first, like, event I've been at. But, Yeah,
salute,
round
man.
One.
We appreciate it. Definitely, all right, man.
Take it easy.
We salute. All right,
Anger
all right.
fan. Keep swinging that axe, dude.
Early, you already know, man.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Take
all
it
right, easy.
All right, we got
Hold on a second. I want to ask you brothers a question. And I don't like when people try to make it sound like because you're at home, you're battling in front of your home crowd, you automatically go into battle. I don't believe in that shit at all. I really don't. It doesn't make your bars better. Because you battling in front of a fucking home crowd. I don't agree with that.
No, it doesn't make the bars better, but in a room it'll look completely different.
That shit didn't work for Old Red. That shit didn't work for Sue Surf. That shit didn't work for Hitman Holler in St. Louis. When he battled Goods.
Yeah, but Hitman Holler in St. Louis, when he battled who, Goods?
Yeah, he lost, clearly.
Yeah, but Goods fucked, but Hitman Holler fucked that, though.
That's what I'm saying. You caught Earl in front of your home team. The birth of Earl.
Yeah, but I mean that's different though, bro. I mean your crowd, the home crowd can't help that.
That's what I'm saying. The home crowd can't make you win a battle to me. I don't believe.
No. But I'm saying if you're battling with some your regular bars can be hyped up by your home crowd. Like it can, that can happen. Hell yeah.
But you know, on camera, it's different because once it goes on camera, we sit and watch that shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's why it's different. Like building, they're going to take such and such one because of the home crowd going to play a big part in that shit. I think
I know what you're saying. I just think it didn't work. It don't work for every nigga. I don't think, man.
Nah, I mean, you gotta have
work.
Bars. You can't.
Right.
You have to have bars.
I mean, I guess it works for A-Verb. I guess.
For A-Verb.
Yeah. Because you know what?
Why would you say that though?
Well, Verb has never lost at home.
Yeah, but Verb is. Verb, when was Verb whack at home? Verb did lose, in my opinion, at home to that nigga Big Will.
Yeah.
Big Will won. He gets no passes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving Verb a pass in that battle. Verb lost that shit. Big Will was not playing with that nigga.
You know what? I had an argument, not an argument, I was going to have a back and forth with somebody on Twitter before the Old Red and Hitman battle, right? So the brother heard when we did our recap cast, when we did our predictions, yo, what are you talking about? Old Red ain't going to lose in front of Jersey, man. You crazy? I said, so what's the reason why you think he's going to win? It's because it's in Jersey. I'm like, so because it's in Jersey, Old Red's automatically going to win the battle? Really? Okay, so that's what we're doing now. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
All right. Let's take let's get another call in really quick. Let's go to 718. Hold on one second. My bad. Actually, you know what? It's 631-608.
Fuck with your boy.
Hey, yo, what you heard about the battles?
Nah, you nigga Snake Eyes, man. I heard wrong. I don't really go by hearsay, man. We can't go by hearsay, man. You know what I mean?
Snake Eyes, would you see Rome 3-0 in Rosenberg World? You see that happening?
3-0 in Rosenberg World? Let's be real. Do we really care? Ron, yo, to be honest with you, yo, I never looked at Ron like that either. So that will be something I would have to see. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So I feel you on that. Like, word. But what up, though, man? Like, motherfucking, hey, yo, Caps, man, you almost died on that last show.
Hey, yo, hold on.
I ain't gonna hold you up, my nigga. Like, yo, almost got tragic.
Yo, Snake Eyes, hold on. What are you trying to say about Rosenberg Raw? Why y'all niggas be trying to play this nigga?
Rosenberg Raw.
What is wrong with Rosenberg Raw?
To me, I look at Rosenberg Raw like how I look at DNA.
Oh,
you know
no.
What I'm saying? Like, DNA is... Like, they just don't have that appeal on stage. It just looks stupid. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Are you serious?
Like just like on some G shit. Like, that's what, if you asking me, that's what I think. Like, I'm not talking about the bars or nothing. I'm just saying, like, when you see Rosenberg, you're like, this dumbass nigga. Shut the fuck up.
But yo,
when I see Rosenberg, I think about the Sandlot and shit. The nigga from the Sandlot.
Hold on.
Rosenberg Raw had a dope battle with QP, right or wrong?
I thought he beat QP.
Mm-hmm. That was a dope battle.
Hey, yo, I ain't even going to lie. Yo, I was looking forward to that newborn and Lotta Zay, man. Damn, son. Like, Lotta Zay been on his shit, B, but I fuck with Born. Yo, I came across his battle on Seven Cities, his last recent battle against some nigga. He's smoking, boy, like.
Yeah, but, yo, who got better bars, Born or Lotta Zay, Snake Eyes?
Lotta Zay, man. I watch Lotta Zay versus Tone Montana. Niggas overshadow that battle. Like, Tone Montana and Lotta Zay, yo, on March 9th, that battle was crazy.
Okay, that battle was crazy, but his bars were not better than Newborn's versus Super Robin.
Yo, Lotta Zay, man. Lotta Zay got it.
Yo, I got to see this to believe this one, man. Newborn played top 5 punch-wise. Y'all don't think so?
That nigga Newborn, I think, yo, to be honest, I think Newborn against Kaboom, that was not his best outing. I ain't even going to hold you up. The last battle before this shit I seen with him on Seven Seas, when I thought he really, like, turned up. Last battle I seen from Born, though, when he was going crazy to me, was when he battled Danger Zone.
Yeah, Danger Zone. I agree.
Mm-hmm. When Danger I seen Zone. Him battling Danger, I was like, oh, yeah, he's coming back. He's trying to make a, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Word, but I guess
Newborn only problem is he be choking, B.
His bars
be there.
Niggas, like, I don't call slip ups chokes. Like, a choke is when you can't finish
round,
right?
You know what I mean, though. Yeah.
Yeah, because niggas not, but you got to say that because these fans get it confused and they call
confused.
Everything. If you slip and, like, fuck up on a word, oh, he choking. Like, how?
Hold up now. We going to be real. Let's be real. Newborn, he be choking. Newborn will fuck up, and then he'll try to freestyle just so he can think and get it back. And you can see what he's doing.
But
and
I'm saying he got that label from his early career battles. Like, he hasn't been choking crazy lately.
Yeah, because listen, hold on. He had a battle with Calico. He didn't choke, but he got 3-0'd by Calico. Calico 3-0'd Newborn.
Calico
3-0'd him.
He killed Newborn.
And Newborn didn't choke.
He killed Newborn. And that's another thing I want to say, man. Yo, man, I fuck with Queen of the Ring, man, hard body, man. But damn, man, that Dawn Lady and Stargirl Lady Star Red, that shit was like the epitomized ratchetness, like, golly. Like.
yo, I'm going to keep it real, Shubi. I fuck with Queen of the Ring hard. Yo, I expected more from that. I think Dawn Lady
sound like No Shame, man. Fuck out of
here.
Hey,
yo, what you think about Stargirl Lady Red? Am I tripping? Like, do you like her voice?
Nah, Stargirl Lady Red sound like that chick that come in the park and just be wild loud and shit. You be like, this dude. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, that's what I was seeing in that battle. I was seeing Dawn Lady voice. Dawn Lady had a deep-ass voice, and then Stargirl Lady Red was just like, fuck over my ears. Like, damn. Like,
she get the Archie Bunker Award, son.
Yeah, so I wasn't really jacking.
But, yo,
I wasn't
from that trailer, that official in C3 look like it's going to be crazy.
Word.
Yeah, C3, like, C3 be wearing sweatpants, big-ass butt, busting out them sweats. Fuck is wrong with you? y'all can't tell me y'all see that shit, nigga. I don't care how real y'all keep it.
Who, C3?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah, she packing, but, you know.
Hey, yo, and all the fans listening right now is a real angry fan move, supporters. Go back and look at Cap's DMX and George Zimmerman blog. That nigga Cap's like
yo,
a
yo,
beef
yo,
daddy.
Yo, yo, Snake Eyes, you like 14. It's not like you inhale Philly cigars.
Hold on, because I don't want to be on the line too crazy. I know I want to respect niggas call up and all that, but I know Queen Slip trying to get in. Queen Slip look like the nigga from Pay the Fool that owned the laundromat.
Yo, Snake Eyes is retarded, B.
Fuck out of here, Caps, nigga. In that blog, you like a talking beef patty, nigga. Hey, yo, matter of fact, in that black guy's blog,
you sound like you be eating burnt charcoal from grills and shit, nigga.
Nah, I fuck with y'all. On a real note, though, that last vlog we did about black ice, fuck out of here, nigga. Look like you finally took that. That's the first time you wore that T-shirt without hoodies.
Yo.
That collar was stretched out, nigga.
Snake Eyes.
Oh, man.
Hey, yo, Snake Eyes.
Yo. What's happening?
Who's this? Yo, get him on. Yo, get him on, Tim.
Who that?
Huh?
Get one.
Hey, we got a guest call, I think.
Yo.
Oh, who's got? Uh-oh.
Yo.
347. Yo, what is?
Queen's Flip, what up?
What's good, nigga?
What's up? Not shit. What's
up, Flip?
Yo, we talking about that math vlog.
Hey, hold on. Talking about the
what
nigga.
Up?
First of all, why you got callers calling in with niggas with a name like Snake Eyes? One of the gayest names in the industry. That nigga sound like Wesley Snipes, the drag queen version. What's that movie? Wesley Snipes is dressed like a bitch.
Yo, Queen Flip. Yo, you seen the Mad blog?
Yeah, I saw it today.
What you think about it?
It don't ever cut me off in the middle of my joke.
That's what we talking about. Right? What you think about that Mad blog?
The one where he's talking about the people paying.
Because you are owner in a way. You are. You know what I mean? The quiet room. So what do you think about that?
Nah, he's not talking to me.
Of course not, but what do you think about that? I mean, you book artists, you know what I mean? So
No, I don't. They book themselves.
They book themselves?
Yep.
So you don't have no, so do you think math is right? You think organic's right? What?
It's kind of hard. They both have their points. I mean, you know, to be honest, organic, Math is speaking from a standpoint as far as like a battle rapper that put in work in the industry, even though he did cause a lot of detriment to the battle rap culture. He's talking from experience as far as like, you know, people coming to him or he's saying know your worth. I think he's regarding himself like if you approach him or someone else. But that's a catch-22 because nobody will offer him anything. Right? I mean, he's dope. I fuck with Mav, but some people look at it like, you know, he's a liability. So
yeah.
Nobody would if you give Mav, now you gotta remember if Mav said, yo, give me $6,000, you give him $3,000 and you give him three grand or if he asks for $4,000 on top of that. Say he charge you $6,000, he asks for $4,000, I want $4,000 up front. Now, if he do something at an event, he still came up $4,000. You get what I'm saying? So it looked crazy. But organic has points too, because it does take a lot with the King of the Dying, and they put a lot of work into their whole establishment. You know, Organic running around for him. He took a lot of losses recently. You know, when those guys didn't appear, you understand, he had to still pay for the opponent's room and stuff, like, you know. So I understand Organic has a valid point. They both have their points, but I understand what both of them are saying, but Organic point seems to hold, you know, more solid to me right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
How y'all doing, though? Y'all good?
What y'all we good, about? My nigga.
We having this quick.
Glad you called in and shit.
I want to see what everybody's taking on this math blog right here.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I called in to talk my shit, man, but, you know, I agree with both of them, but Organic said some real shit, though. Organic went in.
Yeah, because I think Organic shit was real, too, B. And then they got all the responsibilities in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Right, liability. Yeah, you're right. You know, and that, I mean.
And that's the shit that the fans don't really think about. We press play and watch a battle.
But Three Letter Man, a while ago you said just because niggas get a lot of views. So I forgot what you said just now, but
no, I was saying just because you got a lot of views, that doesn't mean the battle overall is a classic. It's just because you living off your last battles and your name, you got a big name.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. Now check this out. Now, what's the point you trying to make by saying your last battle is in a classic? That doesn't change the fact of your stature in the battle rap world and your demand, does it?
No, not at all. I think prime example. If I go back to the Conceited and Hitman battle, right? That battle to me is not even top. Whatever. It's not a battle that I'm gonna watch all the fucking time. You feel what I'm saying, Queens?
Okay.
And they made it, they got a lot of views based off, like Cap said, off the fan bases that Hitman has and Conceited has. They got fan bases.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but just because that battle is whack, does that change the stature, their stature in the battle rap community?
Not at all. No. Obviously not. Flip.
So they're entitled to still ask for. The money is based on the stature. It's based on your demand. It's based on the color. You know, I just found out from Norbs yesterday. You know, we had went to Fridays yesterday, and I was getting at him. We had an argument on Fridays and shit, but it turned out good. You know, he was saying that Hitman makes a decent amount of money. You know, like
right.
I heard he made over 10 at the UW. I'm not sure how true that is. You understand? But Hitman Holler is like. You know, his demand is, you know, is about the demand. So you can't say Hitman gave a shitty battle, but he knows that people will want to see him. And
of
even
course.
Though he's cocky, and so he's going to push the envelope and ask for more. Now, the
right.
only route to go to, you can use statements like, don't forget where you came from, or do it for the culture. You can use stuff like that. But then now, as an artist, when you see a venue, 2,500 people, $100 a ticket, you just got like $6,000, and you was the show of the night. How does that make you feel deep down inside? You're not seeing none of the YouTube money.
Right.
You're not seeing any YouTube money. Then when you see with a team, you see what Lux did, he got with a team of it put him in a position to get with a team that he didn't have before when he was doing the Lions Den, when he was doing his own stuff. So they told him stuff that makes sense to him that
right.
would have be stable for the year or half the year. You understand? Where he could take care of his family and stuff. When you get the logistics of certain things, it's different. You know, for real. I understand both parties, but Organic is right also. So it's a catch-22 to me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But...
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? But, you know how that shit go, my niggas, man. I got a question, though. The whole, you know, I saw your blog on the shit. The whole Gracie and Miss, what's her name?
Black Ice.
Yeah. One by one, I just want to know, like, your opinions. I mean, like, how does y'all feel about it? I mean, I asked Jesse Reekin yesterday.
Okay.
And he was telling me that he felt that it made them look bad. And I balked at him, too, because I said, yo, that shit is entertainment. What the fuck are you talking
well,
about?
Well, nah. See, all right. This is how it feels. I don't mean to cut you off and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking at the entertainment side. You know what I'm saying? Because you understand something. We know it's going to go down like that. We have Black Ice on this shit. And I actually, I see what the problem is. You understand? Like, John Doe is one of the top two editors in the game. And, like, no one is knowing that was a joint venture. Everybody thinks that's guerrilla warfare. You know what I'm saying? Then they hold some URL battlers. Like, I've seen some shit with my own eyes on Facebook where the battlers that I seriously put. Huh?
But maybe entertainment is too strong. What I'm saying is that I can't say that they look bad because maybe entertainment is a little bit too is a strong word, but the drama stuff mm-hmm. like that when it unfolds, it builds up certain stuff. It's all about marketing. You see, you know, some people wouldn't understand, you know, where I'm coming from with this. It's about marketing. I mean, I'm happy that was aired out like that because one. It makes you know that not to do business with certain people, and two, it makes you watch your step of what you do. So it's a lesson learned. You understand? If you think about it, that's how I view it different. You know, of course, I don't want them to fight and cut each other out and slap each other. No, because it shouldn't go that far. But as far as being aware and stuff, like people always say, well, you know, this conversation, like the shit that happened between me and Official, when you know Official smoked in the room and they charged me. You know, at $250 cleaning fee. You know what I'm saying? So like, people say, Flip, you should have kept that private. But now, if I didn't blow that up, I mean, Fisher's a good girl. If I didn't blow that up, these other artists would think it's okay. That's number one. And they wouldn't, by me blowing it up, letting niggas know, like, listen, y'all niggas, if I book y'all do it, y'all not getting a battle. I'm a petty nigga, like, I'm a dirty nigga. Certain stuff needs to be aired out. So people can see, but not. It don't need to be like. You don't need to go far though, as far as like disrespect, like nigga your mother and all that. You know,
right.
Certain conversations need to be debated so you can get different opinions, so you can see like, okay, I understand, and now a future party would know not to cross those lines. Knowing what you know now, that's like Cap, you and Timbo and Three Letter want to do an event. Knowing what you know now. About Gracie, I think you guys would think twice. Not saying anything bad about her, I don't know her. But, you know, you might think twice, like, okay, shit, you know, black guys put us on this, so, you know, I don't want to, you know, it's just certain things to think about. Gracie had a point. Now, if that was a private conversation, you wouldn't know shit about it.
So exactly. You might have. That's why I think it was good.
Yeah. The word entertainment was a little bit strong, but I think I told the nigga, the homie yesterday, shit like that is needed, man. That's what my nigga.
I ain't trying to rush you off and shit. The lines are fucking lit up and shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna let the fans call in, my nigga. I'm out of here.
Yo, we got you on the show coming up, yeah?
Nah, hold it down, my nigga. I appreciate you coming. But I said, turn up. It's fan appreciation. I appreciate y'all niggas, man. Thank you.
You already
hold down, man. Blue, appreciate you, man.
All right, my brothers. Blue. All right.
Peace.
All right.
Yeah. Queens will be having a lot of insight on a lot of shit. Niggas don't be realizing that shit. I be realizing this nigga when he be talking. He be knowing a lot of shit. Everybody be thinking it's just be jokes with this nigga and shit. Like, he be knowing what the fuck he be talking about.
He a smart nigga, dude. Don't get it fucked up, people.
Yeah.
He's a smart dude.
Yeah.
All right.
When
I
you
got
really
a question.
Talk to him, nigga.
You got,
what's good?
You got John Doe, Avocado, and Twiz, right? Those kind of the top three. Put them in order. Top three visuals.
Come on.
I like that question. I'm going to go John Doe 1. What's the other brother's name who does the
Avocados?
Avocados 2 and Twiz is 3.
I have the same thing.
I'm sorry, URL. I don't be liking your lighting. I don't know, man.
I like John Doe. I got to say, John Doe has changed the game, man. I can't even front about that. I got John Doe 1. I think I got Twiz 2, man. I think I might have Twiz 2, yeah. Huh? I think Twiz,
man.
I mean, really?
Yeah, son. I'm going to keep it funky.
What's up, Tim?
I don't be feeling Twiz shit like that.
I mean, it's not like it's a huge jump, but I got to put Avocado second, man.
Me too.
I got John Doe, Avocado, and Twiz.
I'm with Timbo.
All right. I mean, I'm sticking with Twiz. I'm not gonna do Twiz like that, man. I'm sticking with Twiz second, man.
I got you, brother. I got you.
Y'all stick to that shit.
I had that.
You niggas ain't shit.
Oh man.
All right.
Who else out there, Timbo? Where the people at, man?
We got the
fan appreciation show.
What's up, 7256? What's good?
Yeah, what's good, man. It's 456 still, man. I'm I'm out here, VA.
VA, hey, what's good?
Yeah. Oh, shit, what's up, baby?
Yo, for those who know, he's a battle rapper and shit.
For sure, man. I've been just listening in, man. Just trying to get caught up in everything. For real. I caught that. Did you catch the QP on Maury? I'm real late in the game. The QP.
Yeah, we seen that, son.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think, man, about that, son?
Son, I think that's it's just one of those other things that this is becoming a soap opera now. Like to me, he do things. He's like a low budget version of Daylight with that type of thing. Like it's more about what he's doing off the mic than it is on the mic. You know what I mean?
With QP, you think so?
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you something else, real quick.
QP putting work in though.
Yeah, no, but you know, I can't. I was at the St. Louis event. Remember when the whole thing with this? Remember I was at that joint where he clammed up without the phone. I was at that. You know, a good dude outside of that. You know what I mean? But what I'm talking about is, just like I told my man, when it comes to QPs and Conceders, just my personal opinion, when you got those type of MCs like the Conceders, for me, it's hard for me to follow them three rounds because it's three rounds of the same type of material. Where when I'm following A-Verb or some of the other cats, like I know round one is not going to be like round three. You see what I'm saying? When you're dealing with like the QP and them sons, like I'm good. After I hit the first round, I already know it's gonna be slick shit. But I feel like it gets repetitive, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's just my take on a lot of those cats. So for them, I'll be good with the one-rounders because I'm on some – by the time I get in the third round, they're not bringing nothing different. They never – you know what I'm saying? And I used QP as that example. But him, you know, he's just a cat that I feel like, man, like the talent is there. The bars are there. But all this extra shit, the Maury, the wilding out, you know, different little things, the no shows, all that, you know, it take away from a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, but like I said, I'm just really getting caught back up with all these extra things. I didn't look at the math blog yet. I only caught a little bit of what it was about.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, but I'm still cooking up though, Cass. You know, so I'm still cooking up and preparing to go back to the Lou. And I've been polying with Danny Myers a little bit too. So, you know, keeping it in tune with the bar, so we can get me out there, maybe out there at AHAT. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh,
you
still got
my number,
yeah.
Nigga? Hit me up, nigga.
For sure, man. I got the newborn. The only thing that slowed me really, you know, I got the newborn, man.
Congratulations, brother.
Congratulations, bro.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Oh, but real quick, too, man. I ain't
going to
breach that line, too.
Let me ask you a question now that you mentioned that. All right. So now you have a newborn now. So naturally, it's going to, because even Sway said it's harder to write, naturally, because you have some more, like, you have more life things interfering with battle rap. Not interfering, but, you know what I'm saying, more important things to do than battle rap, right?
Indeed.
Now, how do you feel as a battle rapper going to battle? Do you feel like you should still be getting paid more? I mean, I don't know. It's hard to explain. You don't watch the whole math block, bro.
I missed him being – let me tell you the real. Let me tell you some real, real live shit, man. Like, I'm going to tell you, shout out to Big Cheese and Cheddar House, too, because he made sure they released my battle first. I missed my son being born because I was locked into the battle and I wanted to go. So, I mean, he was born premature. So the whole thing was I went to Charlotte, went to St. Louis. When I got down there, by the time I got down there, her water broke, everything else, I still stayed and did the battle because I knew I was going to miss him being born. You know, and I'm not going to say that I feel like, you know, I should be getting paid more. You got to pay your dues everywhere you go. Now, the problem is, I think, like my man, like a Bliss Creed or something like that, like these cats, like we're not just tied into one particular league. The problem is, each time you go somewhere, you're still earning stripes. You're still paying dues. So you're still kind of always fooling yourself. So that kind of dictates your money, too. Whereas in cats that stay within one league and build their brand within that league, they kind of have a certain rank which justifies how much bread they're asking for. You know what I'm saying? Did that make sense? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like now, because I'm the VA, I should be making moves with Seven Cities and Headhunters. You know what I'm saying? Like, I probably would with Mel Fisher. You know what I mean? And I reached out to them cats. I just got, but like I said, it's almost like starting from the bottom again. So do I start from the bottom again with there's no bread involved, or do I go back out to St. Louis and start building my brand where I can start? Because, like I said, I do have a baby. So it's hard to justify to your baby mom going to do these battles and not bringing back no. Yeah, they cover a room, they cover and travel, but, you know, you want to come back, you know, at least justify, you know, in your actions.
Right.
So, you know. I hope I was, you know what I'm saying, fluid with how I answered it, but yeah, it definitely takes away, man, like to go through it. It's an investment.
Okay.
You know.
That's what it is.
I look to Lou, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. But I was just saying about y'all platform, man. I just really wanted to call it and big up this platform because this is what keeps it. Like you was talking about before, a few minutes ago. You said, well, you know, I think one of the cats, I don't know if it was Queen Swift, said, look, dude, you know, you still got to put certain fuck shit out there, not to exploit it, but just so people know how to conduct themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think without these platforms, how would that be? And it also gives, it gives people more rappers, because keep in mind, we listening to this joint, these joints too, so therefore, when we go to the next battles, this is the topical material, not who gun busts more than the next man. Like, it keeps it, you know, it helps build what we're doing, this whole culture, this whole battle rap thing, by having this as an extension of that. This is like an extension of
yeah.
that, you know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, that's why I say your platform is super necessary, man. Super
right.
necessary.
Well, we appreciate it, bro. Yo, shout out to Angry Fan Movement, 456.
Say what now?
Shout out to the whole Angry Fan Movement.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan Movement, man. You already know I'm going to hit you up, too. You know I've been cooking up some dangerous bars for cats, man. Like I said, I've been shooting Danny Meyer. I tell you like this. I shoot them to Danny. If Danny Meyer said they're good, then I know I'm on the right path. You feel me?
That's what it is, my nigga.
Shit, I'm out of that. All
right, you're ready.
Salute. Y'all. Peace, man. Peace. Salute. All right.
Hold on,
who next?
Yo, I got a question for you guys too. King of the Dot released a video today of Dead Man.
Okay.
They should add him to the Vendetta 2 card in LA.
Okay.
So it's on their YouTube page. A lot of people are saying, yeah, maybe if they add him, it should be him versus Pass.
Him versus Pass, that would be dope.
That's.
I like Dead Man. Dead Man's all right. I fuck with Dead Man.
Dead Man's all right. Right.
Inverse pass. Inverse saying.
Pass would be all right, I think. I think
Pass
might get him.
Should he be?
I think so too.
Should he be added with the way the cards are already stacked, though?
No, not to me.
I don't.
Somebody else can add that spot.
I don't really think so either.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Timbo?
I agree. I don't think it's.
I don't really
the
think
card
so
stacked.
Either.
Card stat. You know, I don't think it should be messed with anymore. But I thought I'd put that out there just to see what you guys thought. Let's get another caller on really quick. Let's go to Detroit. 313-999. Are you on?
Hey, hello?
Yo,
what's
good,
going on?
Good.
Hey, yo, what up, though?
Look, good, Detroit.
Yeah, all right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, see, I called in to let y'all know, man. Y'all sure got a genuine skill to it. Keep it just like that. I'm saying y'all be having all the hostility and all that, but hey, y'all doing a good look for what the matter up all about right now.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, no problem. But let me go back to this damn car girl, Lady Red. I honestly apologize to her today. Before that battle, I had her in my bottom three all time.
Bottom three of all time?
All time. She's terrible.
Ooh, man.
Why they said she was top three of all time? Pardon me. Okay.
Hell no. Bottom three.
She's not, yo, you know what it is with me, for real? She's not terrible. It's her voice.
That shit is terrible. She mopped the flow with Don Lady, and I was fucking surprised.
What? She popped the floor with Don Lady.
Damn right. Don Lady.
Nah,
son.
This nigga is bugging.
She's terrible.
Hey, yo, you got some open paint cans open around you? What you talking about? She wiped the floor with Don Lady.
Don Lady 3-zip.
Don Lady so boring to me. She don't move me at all.
Oh, but you just said she beat Don Lady, though, right?
Damn, yeah, she beat Don Lady.
That's nigga,
tough,
I can't co-sign it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I
agree with Cap. Some voice is fucking annoying, my nigga. Holy
I don't
shit.
Even want to smoke none of the weed this nigga smoking, like. I don't even want none of that shit. Like, that shit too good.
Damn.
Hey, Bo. I thought sorry was the worst.
That's what it is, man.
Wait a minute. You said Star Lady was the worst?
Huh? This dude said, I'm he said he had
nigga,
Star Girl Lady
right
Red in his bottom three of all time. And he had to apologize because she mopped the floor with Don Lady.
Let me ask y'all a question. I think Bonnie and Star Girl Lady need to battle each other.
You're reaching now.
They both need a win. They both need a win.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No. It's not that serious right there. I don't know what you niggas is. That serious. Not with Bonnie. It's not. Bonnie doesn't have to go down that far.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. No. Bonnie has to battle
Jazz. Her and
Bonnie
Jazz.
And Jazz would be cool.
I think Jazz
will
win.
I don't think Bonnie's down. Star Girl Lady Red, you know how many people you bypassed? That's going kind of hard going Star Girl Lady Red, man. I mean, Bonnie just battled Gaddis, like, it seemed like yesterday and shit.
Yeah, no doubt.
We can, You know what? The 24th. Wasn't that Tuesday? What's the 24th? Her battle with
Shuni. I think
that's
on Monday, in fact. Bonnie and Shuni, right?
Her battle with Shuni drops. Let's see what goes on there.
Yeah. Where the fuck Shuni been at, too? Damn.
I have no clue.
She let all these
speaking
girls pass by her, too.
Speaking of Bonnie, you guys should watch that Bonnie and Nulo Lavos again.
You know what, man?
Oh, man.
That's just so ugly, man. Like, I just wish she didn't bow to him. I'll say that. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
I just really wish she, like, did not bow to him. Like,
she
really
should battle the females first. No disrespect. I think she got to focus on her gender.
You know what? I kind of think that, too. Like, I would rather it be a clear female winner to start battling the guys. I don't think we should start switching it if you really can't hold. But then again, that sounds kind of sexist, but
it
kind of is reality.
It does sound
like
sexist. I ain't
going
to lie. My bad.
It does, if you gotta think about it. If you're not winning over there, why are you making it worse coming to battle guys? Like, it is because, like, I mean, it is what it is. When Hustle battle Oled, I had no problem with that.
Me neither. I had no problem with Hustle battle Oled.
Because she held her own versus Oled. But I don't want to see everybody start interchanging and all that. It's not going to really make any sense.
You don't think so?
No.
If I'm Debo, I at some point, I got to set up a female versus male card.
I mean, yeah, but you got to have some dope females, is what I'm trying to say.
Like,
Hustle battle, that's what I mean. Not
right,
anybody
that's what
can do it.
Right.
Like, you got to have the dope females who are winning do it.
So a girl like Star Girl Lady Red can't battle a dude, right?
Okay, now what? Like, Star Girl Lady Red battles fucking math. Like, come on. Like, why are we watching that? You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Like, are we really expecting Star Girl to win?
Nope.
Like, I'm about the competition. Like, as long as there's a chance the other person can win, all right. But if it's going to be, like, you can already tell how it's going to go down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to run and go watch that shit.
What would be the top four females to battle in this duel?
Like, boom, Daylight and Official. I'm not that mad at that.
Right.
Because Official got
that'd
bars,
nice.
I'm not that
that'd
mad at
nice.
That. You see what I'm saying?
That's going to be nice. I mean, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, but I don't want to see fucking name somebody who's trash, right?
You really want me to? Let me take care. What's homegirl's name? Matrimony?
Oh, man. Oh, stop. I'm from Harlem. Oh, man. I'm sorry, man. I don't even. Man, listen. Yeah, okay. Matrimony. I want to see her go battle fucking newborn or some shit like that. Like,
right.
Like, for what? Like, I don't know.
All right, let's get some more callers. Fan appreciation, right?
Yes, sir.
So, it's 718-938.
Hello?
Peace.
What's going on?
Peace.
Yo, what's going on?
What's good?
What's up, man? What makes you an angry fan? Talk to us. What's up?
What makes me an angry fan?
Yeah.
When I stop seeing classics. That's what makes me an angry fan.
Early, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Ooh,
what's the last
you stop hearing classics?
The last classic I seen was Lux versus Otto. I haven't seen no other battle up to that caliber yet.
What was the last classic before that?
I got to go with Lux and Calico.
Lux and Calico?
Mm. Yeah. Even though I had Lux 2-1.
Where y'all rank Ill Will against B-Magic?
I don't think that was a classic at all. I had B-Magic winning that too. 2-1.
Yeah?
I don't think that was a classic at all.
It was a dope battle, though.
It was an alright battle. But
you can watch that more than 3 times, I think, right?
To be honest, I watched it twice. And I had a clear winner. I think Ill Will's first 2 rounds was gassed up. I'm not going to lie.
Elaborate when you say gassed up.
Simple bars. He said one bar when he said, I get betrayed, like I stabbed him in the back. The whole crowd started screaming. I didn't understand that at all.
I'm not gonna lie, I love that bar. I'm a B-Magic fan.
Yeah, he had another gangsta bar with the Adolf Hitler line. I said, what? And I heard that bar before. Some bars that L.A. was saying in that battle, I heard them already, too. Repeated. Mm. I wasn't feeling that battle, man. I don't see how people got L.A. winning that battle, though.
You're the second person this week who said that on our show. They had B-Magic winning against L.A.
Yeah. I'm in the Facebook, the big group, so shout out to any fan. I'm in there.
Early.
Yeah.
What you think, Colin? I got a question. What'd you think of Illmac and Big K?
I don't think that was a classic at all, too. I had Big K 3-0.
What?
Yes. Yes. 3-0.
You gave Big K round 3?
I gave Big K round 3.
I gave Illmac round 3. That ain't gonna front though.
Damn, you don't think that was a classic, my nigga?
I don't think that was a classic at all.
But you think Lux and Calico were?
What other battle was at that same caliber, though? What other battle was at that
John
same
John
caliber?
Was the best battle that night.
Hitman and John John was a... You said Hitman and John John was a classic?
Hitman versus John John... Nah, but I think it was more consistent than Lux and Cal.
I don't know.
I got to disagree with that one, Tim.
With that one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one thing I want to talk about
with
the John John thing. When people are saying he's biting lines, but it's a smart tactic because he's using it against you. If he flips it and he uses it against you and make it hot, make it sound better than how you use it, he gets points for that.
But he doesn't he's not making anything that he takes sound better to me, though, to you, does he?
Yeah, but he's flipping it and he's using it better than how you use it. And he's saying it better.
Let me ask you a question, Carla. When he took Hitman's thing in the first round, you thought that was better than what Hitman did?
No. I get that first round of Hitman.
That was a fail.
The
only thing he took better than me...
You're going to have John John in the show, though.
Yeah, so we got John John. I give John John props on the battle he had with Bill Collector. When he took Tech 9, Shaka, that was ill. That was smart.
Yeah, that was nice. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's nice. You get points for that.
That's only one time, bro.
K-Shawn
beat John John to Don.
No.
What?
Stop. No.
You had John John beating K-Shawn?
2-1. They was gassing K-Shawn. No.
I had John winning that.
No.
Headshots. I mean,
no.
That's
another bad I don't understand.
Nah, I had Shawn winning that.
Oh, my God.
How you fellas had it, Caps, Timbo? How you had K-Shawn
and
John John?
Everybody gave that battle a 3-0 to K-Shawn.
Okay. I had Shawn on that thing.
Yes.
Everybody had that.
I had Shawn on that one.
Me too, bro.
But you know what? I'll be real true. I really didn't like that whole dinner and that. I didn't like that shit.
I love that shit. I ain't gonna front though, V.
Nah.
I love that shit.
It's cool, I guess, whatever.
Speaking of K-Shine, he just been flipping lately.
For calling up, though, bro.
Yeah, all right, no problem.
Look.
That's when I thought K-Shine, fellas, went on a little streak on that. After that. He won that battle to me, then he battled DNA, then after that it's been, but those two battles, I enjoy Shine a lot in those. I can't even front.
He clearly beat John John, though. He clearly beat
him. Yeah, son, clearly.
Clearly.
Let's go, 314-568.
Yo.
314. St. Louis, right?
What up, Lou?
Good.
St. Lou?
What's good, what's good? 314, you on?
Next one, Johnny. Timbo.
Man. Let's do,
631-394. 631-394. What's going on? 631. Hey, you guys gotta get by your phones. Next 718-865.
Which one was that? 718-865.
All right.
718-865.
Yo, son, what's the deal, baby? What's going on?
Peace.
What's
good, nigga?
All right. Real nigga in the fat cat. What's good, son?
What's good, son? Yo, let me ask you a question. You saw Math Hoffa blog?
Yeah. That's what really made me fucking call up in the first place and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing, I saw Gannett's response, too. The thing is, man, I think a dude like Math, I think doesn't feel people appreciate his place in battle rap, like his history, his legacy.
Okay.
And you can't tell a man, you know, what he's worth off rip. Everybody knows, you can only negotiate what you feel you're worth.
Right.
Math, I think, feels underappreciated, but still has to carry the burden of the guilt of his actions, the shit he's done.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I think people are more looking at the messenger than the actual message. I mean, we all know you can't pocket watch what Smack or Organic and them make, but you do know simple arithmetic. If this man makes X amount of dollars, and I'm the headliner, and I've had 3-4 good battles in a row, my views are up, and I got a good track record of performing, not slipping, I'm gonna need X amount if you want my maximum potential. I think there needs to be somewhat of a pay scale in battle rap, and it'll eliminate a lot of bullshit.
Right.
Based off your last few performances, your tendencies to choke, you know, your crowd reactions, you know, whether we don't judge the battles off that, that should make a difference. Because if you click on a battle, especially someone not familiar with it, if you click on a battle and you see niggas going crazy every 4, every 8, 12 bars, you go, oh, my God, I got to watch this dude again. Or I'm going to watch these battles off this link. That shit matters. I think a lot of smaller leagues are willing to financially invest in the big-name dudes, you know, to bring the light on them. And due to the fact they're probably overcompensating a lot of them just to get that look, it tips the scales as far as bargaining when you go back to the, you know, the WWEs and the, like, you know, they the NBA, you know, cable TV and URL, it is what it is. They the NFL, NBA. What's more important? It comes down to, is the look more important? Is the performance more important? Because at the end of the day, me, I don't give a fuck what league it is. I just want to see a good battle. Niggas can battle in your garage for all I give a fuck. If niggas is killing each other, I'm going to watch it. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what these niggas get paid. I hope nobody gets jerked. I hope no bullshit happens. I hope nobody chokes. Other than that, I don't give a fuck about none of it. These dudes got to figure it out. I think Organic had a point when he said, these dudes need better representation. Your man can't always do everything for you. You got to be a professional now. You know what I'm saying? You're your own commodity. Therefore, you need proper management. You need someone to go in there and negotiate for you. It's a conflict of interest when Mash tries to negotiate with Smack. You're my man. I'm not trying to rape you, but I'm trying to get all I can out of you. Son, you're my man, but you fucked up my event. You know what I'm saying? So then they can't negotiate with each other.
Yeah.
Everyone knows, like, again, it's got a point as well, though. If I'm putting all this money in, I'm taking all these risks, what, you think you're going to reap all the reward? Check this out,
nah,
boy.
There's
five other niggas just as hot as you are that I got to pay, too. So I'm not putting all this shit together not to come home with nothing. I'm in this to make a profit and to put this, you know, give this to the world. It's hard, man, because, you know.
Caller,
it's
difficult. Really, why the PG, brother?
I think everyone has a point with it, but, you know, it's just, it comes down to, I guess, what you're willing to battle for and what they're willing to pay me. But I know
what do you think about the PGs, though?
I fuck with niggas. Like, I always fuck around. I call audience things and them my nephews. Like, I like the young niggas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they try. Ain't nothing dope. I'll give you an example. Ain't nothing doper than a bitch that goes hard. Like, when you with a chick or whatever, you know, and she goes hard in bed, you love her. She ain't got to be the baddest bitch, but her go hard makes her doper. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. These little niggas try harder because they know what it is. They don't know what it is to be at the top. You know, the struggle climbing up is a lot harder than running down the hill. You know what I'm saying? And they trying to get there. They appreciate the moment. These niggas is used to it. Like, you know, these niggas is semi-famous in all little world of battle rap anyway. They really fucking popular.
Yeah,
them niggas is kind of, they jaded probably to a point now. Like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no big deal. I say this, though. I ain't never met a battle rapper that was a dick. Like, any of them niggas I spoke to online or met in person, all them little niggas is cool, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I want everyone to win. There's enough paper for everybody to eat, man. Niggas just got to figure out how they're going to do it. But when you do get that look, you can't fuck up. That hitman conceited shit, niggas can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas got to be held accountable. Like Big K might be one of the dopest niggas around. But that choking shit hindered his progress for a minute. He got to get back to it. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas just got to bring their A-game every time. But Matt going, yo, niggas go through shit financially. We get that, homeboy, but check this out. We all go through that in our everyday jobs. Nobody gives a fuck. It's the harsh reality. I don't give a fuck. Don't fucking battle that. When I fucking sit down or I'm in the car and I'm looking at my phone, whatever the case may be, I don't care if your fucking bitch is on your nerves, your man got locked up. I feel bad for you, but with that 12 minutes I'm watching you, so what? Fuck it up, homeboy. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
And these niggas got to remember that. You choosing to be an entertainer.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying before. Like, yeah, like, shit be happening and shit, but we're expecting to see a battle. We're expecting to see three good rounds, my nigga.
That's it. It's like, you don't want to go to the fucking dentist, and this nigga's like, yo, son, man, I got to give you this root canal, but check it out. My fucking wife, this bitch, fuck, I think she's cheating on me. You know what? Nigga, get the fuck away from me. You know what I'm saying, man? Y'all niggas,
we appreciate your call, man. We appreciate you, my nigga.
I appreciate your platform.
What's your name, bro?
Henny LeVert, baby.
Word, man.
Yeah,
he dropped some science,
he
so I appreciate that, bro.
Group and shit.
Oh, word. He dropped some science,
though. I fuck with the Angry Fan movie. You know, that's my son. I fuck with him. I mean, the show's dope. Y'all ain't had a corny show yet. Every show I caught was dope. Keep doing y'all thing, man. I appreciate y'all.
Word,
appreciate
man.
It, bro.
Word.
Salute,
dog.
One. I'm out.
Yes, sir.
Salute. Right. Yo, he was dropping some jewels. Not
yeah, he dropped some jewels and shit, yo. I appreciate what he was saying and coming from, though, bro. Real talk, man. Well, my nigga, let me ask you, the thing he said, though, he made a comment, if you're winning 3-4 battles, but a lot of niggas are not winning battles consistently like that to be demanding money either, now.
Yeah, but I feel, but if you got to, but, all right, if they were, though, would he be right? Would you still, you would expect more money, right?
Yeah,
the worth
is
going up. Your network going up, so. But it's true. I mean, like, look at Load of Lux. You think his net worth went up?
Hell yeah.
It's just two battles, but I'm saying it's still going up.
What? And let me ask you a question. To top on what you just said, did it hurt the game him getting his 40K? I mean, obviously you happy for a nigga to get his money. He could do what he wanted. He's financially straight. He could flip that around if he wanted to. But has that fucked up the game now where other niggas are like, word, Lux got 40K, my nigga, and he don't battle once a year, if that. You know what I'm saying? What about the nigga that's grinding 4 or 5 battles a year?
You're right.
What's the action price going to be for?
I think it does fuck it up. It does fuck it up.
That's the reason why people are coming half-assed right now, reading off their phones, shit like that.
When people started figuring out what other people make, that's when it started getting fucked up.
When Mook battles,
yep,
Solomon, I played a big part of
that.
I think it was before then anyway. But that's when it really got real.
Yeah.
You know, it's when Mook versus Solomon, I think.
I think
heard that shit. It's like, oh, word?
This is the problem I have with battle rappers. They'll go on social network and say, yo, I'm getting paid such and such. I'm the most paid battle rapper. But then they bitch about the money they're getting. So are they lying just to keep an image like, yeah, I'm getting paid such and such to make us feel like, yo, they that nigga? But in actuality, no nigga, you're not really getting paid. Because I remember Beasley, I did a blog where he's like, he hear a lot of niggas say they getting this amount of money, and he doesn't blow their spot up because he don't want to fuck up their brand. And when I heard Beasley say that, I'm like, damn, son. So niggas really be out here, you know, fibbing. I'm using the word fibbing about their net worth. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Arsenal and Rosenberg Raw were going at it today.
I saw
and,
that, yeah.
Ars released his copy of his contract.
4,000 or some shit.
Been getting like 8,000. So
8,000
contract. You know, who knows if it's completely, you know, true. But you know, you're getting a lot. All right, let's go to another caller. We got back in there. We got 804-892. Are you on?
No.
Yeah, man.
Peace.
What's good?
What's going on? Hey, what's going on, man?
You see the math blog today?
Nah, actually, I haven't seen it. I saw it earlier. I just didn't click on it and watch it yet. Now, I was listening just a minute ago about you guys was talking about, you know, how much battlers are asking for battles and all this stuff. But what y'all think about, like, you know, right now they got the NCAA tournament going on. What y'all think about a rating system, like a poll system like they use in college sports, where you got a board of people. Because I talked to Norbs, and Norbs was telling me that they was actually signing their artists to URL.
Wow.
So, yeah, so.
I did hear something about that.
Yeah, so if you got your artist signed to a certain league or whatever, like, then once within that league, there's a ranking system, you know, based on whatever different, you know, particulars they put out there. You know, whoever ranked number one, you already know there's a standard amount that you get paid as number one. You know, and number one battles the number two contender or whatever, and it just goes up and down, just like college poll, because there has to be some kind of judgment put in place.
You mean for the new, for the PG guys, new guys, you mean?
Well, just period. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say specifically who they had signed, but he did tell me they are signing. You know, they signing artists to battles to you already. You know?
Yeah, I don't know if I see the top tier already going around the world making money. I don't know if they're
going
to go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, and this is my other thing. Like, I know you were talking about the Ill Will Be Magic battle a little while ago.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
When people say, oh, I get this person win, I got that person winning, like, in order to win a battle, what do you have to do to win? Because if we're judging it off who had the better bars, okay, B-Magic won, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is that the only thing that we're going to base it off of? Because if you ask me, I was there. The only thing that B-Magic had was bars. He had nothing else but bars, you know? And is that, do you guys think that's enough to win a battle?
I don't. You would ask me
I don't.
I would say yes. But I think showmanship has a lot to do with it, you know, on the stage. Performance, showmanship. Now, you know, it's not just bars.
That's really what it comes down to, right there, at the stage or not. Because when it's a show and it's on the big stage in front of hundreds of people, people don't want to just see bars. They want to be able to see the bar.
Right.
But
exactly.
If it's a small setting, it's going to be just about bars. I don't see a hitman doing all that shit inside the. If I have a small eyes, you know what I'm saying, one round seven or some shit like that. I don't see him doing all that shit he's doing on stage. So in my opinion, that's really what it comes down to there, is the stage or not.
Yeah.
That's where everything got crazy with performance anyway, where it jumped up into play.
Yeah, exactly. I think you got to have more than just bars, because if that was the case, I mean, Chilla Jones be top three. Easy.
Mm.
Him, JC, some of these other guys be up there easy. But, like, I think, like, B-Magic is a fan favorite. And a lot of people saying that Ill Will's rounds was gas or whatever. Ill Will, he's a newcomer, D-Mantic is much more well-known. He probably had a bigger fan following. Both of them, neither one of them was at home. Both of them was away in New York. I mean, gassed off what? You know? He had the performance to go with the bars, and that's why it appears he won the battle. B-Mantic now, to this point, even in his battle with Daylight, you know, his bars are hot, but he's starting to get a little bit boring because it's the same exact B-Magic every single battle. You know, it's kind of like taking Waka Flocka lyrics. You could take Waka Flocka lyrics and put it on any of his other songs. If you never heard a Waka Flocka song, you would think it went with it.
I agree.
Everything is the same. You know, so every time B-Magic show up, it's the same exact B-Magic. He can't keep doing that. Just like they told Lux. Lux, he can't come back and do another preacher sermon again and think he's going to keep getting away with that when he battle Mook.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's all I want to say, man. But I appreciate y'all putting me on. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing.
Salute, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
We appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. Look to these fans. Man, fans know what's up. Dropping knowledge on there. All right, let's do another
one.
Yes,
sir.
Let's go one more. Let's go 903-987.
What up, though?
What up, though?
What's going on?
What up, Angry Fan? Angry Fan, you all the shit. Three Letter Man, what's up? I'm saying another Nick. I'll let you, boy. Real shit, though. Who y'all feel like, if they're going to take another battle, they could easily fall off? You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody will remember them or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I got a few, you know what I'm saying, that I fuck with, but it's like I ain't seen them in a minute. So it's like, damn, where the fuck y'all at? You know what I'm saying?
Like who?
I got DNA. DNA, where the fuck you at, my nigga? Shit. You know what I'm saying? Let me show
you. Well, you can't really say that, because DNA was just battling over the seas, and UK were Cortez and them.
Then with DNA, like, who the fuck has he beat recently? Like,
who? I think he won over. He won over there.
Who? Who? Can you name him?
Yeah, DNA won.
Who? Who?
What happened to him?
You stupid. Y'all feel you.
Who did he beat?
DNA?
The dude. Yeah, DNA.
Who did he
Yo, do? I'm going to keep it funky, though, man. And I hate to do this DNA.
Oh, man.
No, it's for real, Caps. On some G shit. Yo, I had him beat Arsenal. I ain't going to front, though. I actually had DNA 2-1 against Arsenal. But
he hasn't been battling, though.
I mean, he lost some passwords. He lost the pass.
Oh,
he lost the Sharon. He lost the X Factor.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, you all right. But wait a minute. This is what I'm trying to say, though. He's won battles since then is what I'm saying. I even made a rant about that. Like, he's won battles since then, though. He went over to London, had a 2-2 with Cortez. They won. Then he battled the other two. That doesn't count. Wait, it doesn't count because
it counts. It counts, Pat. Everything counts, bro. But
all right, so why y'all making
those niggas are nondescript niggas? I'm sorry, Caps.
How are they nondescript? He's a different league.
I understand, but those niggas, yo, Sharon beat him. He's
won
battles by
his son. Is Pat a nondescript nigga?
Nah, Pat is official.
All right, so why is
this? But Pat has beaten official niggas though. DNA resume is mad shaky, baby.
No, it's not that shaky, my nigga. I think
what?
He's exaggerated. So. The nigga battled every. You just said he beat Arsenal. He beat Sue Surf 3-0.
That's back in the day. That's back when this.
No, but he said resume. I thought. All
right, resume. What else?
And we can go further into grind time. His resume was good there.
His last 2 years. What about the last 2 years?
His last 2 years? I think Magic got
passwords gave him that work.
That's one.
He beat a non-focus Calico. I give you that.
Okay.
No excuse, but he beat a non-focus
Calico. Okay. Yeah. He got Miles.
Yeah, he got Miles.
He beat me with Miles.
He got Miles. And it's like, even when he beat niggas like Enes is trash, man. I could have beat Enes that night.
See, but that's not cool, son, because that means you're pretty much saying the fucking wins don't count. And that's the reason why these niggas ain't coming. Nah, but you are in a way. That is how you're making it seem right now, son. You're making it seem like his wins aren't even counting, son.
You know what? His best battles are not on URL. How about that?
Son, you cannot do that, son, because you're making it seem like all the other battles don't count like that.
No, I'm not making it sound like that. I'm just keeping it real. Anybody can beat us tonight. Is that not true? Y'all don't think so?
Anybody could be Enes.
That night, Enes would have spit all three rounds against anybody else. He would have still lost. Newborn would have beat him that night.
I don't know, bro. Maybe, man.
Would you agree with this? That DNA best battles are not URL?
But I said that before. I think DNA's good battles are on KOTD and shit.
I think
he shines over there. Whereas in URL, he does good. But I don't think he's one of the top. I'm not going to say that. He's not, like, top five in my opinion. And for my opinion, it's a URL.
Right.
But if he goes over King of Scott, he'll jump up. He'll jump up immediately to the top, I think.
He lost to B-Magic. He did beat Tech N9ne, though.
He beat Tech N9ne, yeah.
He lost to X-Factor.
Mm-hmm.
Summer Madness. He did beat Thesaurus.
Mm-hmm. He beat Thesaurus, clearly.
Clearly, too.
He beat Ur.
He had no reason losing to K-Shine, but it is what it is.
He didn't get washed by K-Shine. I mean, K-Shine had a fucking prop, my nigga.
That third round was
fucking... That didn't have nothing to do with K-Shine.
That freeway, give me a beat in the third round was terrible.
Oh, man, yeah.
Clips, you should have talked to your boy about that before he even did that, my dude.
Yeah, that wasn't the best. His resume still isn't shaky, though, my nigga. I don't think it's shaky. He's going to be a legend when it's all well and done.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You think he's going to be YK?
No.
I think YK is going to beat him 2-1.
Yep.
You think YK 2-1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm like half and half with it. Because YK wants this.
Yo,
he wants him back, yo.
We're going to have our official prediction this week for the event coming up.
Yeah. We got to, like, really
the lockdown.
Down.
So. Yo, we appreciate all the fans calling in. This was a fan show. Lives were going crazy. Salute to all the fans. You know where to find us. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/topbattleraps, twitter.com/angryfan007, twitter.com/3letterman. Follow Caps' blog. I know all of you people out there watch that shit. youtube.com/angryfan007. Follow our official YouTube page for the shows. Everything's going to be uploaded. youtube.com/angryfansradio. Fellas?
Hey, it's your boy, the fan, double-seven, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. Have a good night.
It's your boy, 3 Letter Man, a.k.a. DRE. You already know. Angry Fan Movement, Angry Fan Radio.